Very interesting conversation between Yosef and Shevet Yosef and Yeshua ben Nun. Bnei Yosef complained to Yeshua ben Nun that they don't have a sizable amount of land. You know, Menashe was a big oilam. Ephraim was smaller. Menashe was a big oilam. Lamaisa, they didn't really get more land. With all the numbers, with everything together, with all the shvatim, they didn't get more land. They really only got a chashivas, the golem. But really, land-wise, they didn't get more land. Chalnat, they didn't get more land. And you have to know pshat in that. The Briska Rov, actually, in the Perakazes HaBrocha, by Moshe Rabbeinu's Brocha to Bnei Yosef, I'm sure Ilum remembers, the Laners remember, Zichah the Korans brothers remember. Voshtei Toten, Bechol Sheiroi, oh! Bechol Sheiroi Hodoloi V'Karnei Reim Karnov. So the Briska Rov on that Pasuk, Briska Rov you didn't do? Come on, you did the Briska Rov. Briska Rov on that Pasuk says that Yosef didn't get extra chelik in Eretz Yisrael. So it was only the beauty. He was called a Bechor. He's called Menashe Ephraim. Maaseh was not extra land. So the Briska Rov says the Pasuk is saying, Bechor Sheiroi, the whole Bechor of Shevet Yosef is Hodoloi, it's a beauty. Meaning, he has the beauty of being a Bechor, but it's not practical. Normally a Bechor, like we spoke yesterday, gets Pishnayim, gets double. Yosef didn't get double in Eretz Yisrael. So what's the Bechorah? So the Briska Rov, Hodor Loi. It's a Hodor, it's a beauty, it's a beauty for Shevet Yosef. It's not a practical chiluk. It's a very big chiddush what the Briska Rov is saying. To say that the whole bracha of Yaakov Avinu, of making Yosef into two Shvatim, and then Moshe Rabbeinu repeating it again, is all just for Hodor, just for beauty. It's a little difficult, but that's what the Briska Rov says. Bekitzar Maisa, so they complained to Yeshua Benun. Madua nosateli nachalo goyrel echad v'chevel echad v'ani am rov. Asher ad koi berchani Hashem. Look at the gevaldige bracha we have. We're big. We need more land. Yeshua Benun doesn't really answer the question very much. He says you should go lechayora, go to the forest. Am rov ato. Anyway, so Chazal say that Yeshua ben Nun was warning the Bnei Yosef that they should try to keep a low profile. Because taka, there were so many of them. Don't make an eye in horror. So the Gemara says here in Bava Basra, in Perek Yeshneich, on Lav Kuf Yud Ches, the Gemara says, L'chu v'achbu atzmechem bayorim, go into the forests, k'dei sh'loi tishloi b'chem ayin hora. So Bekitzer, Yeshua ben Nun was advising Bnei Yosef that they should take a very low profile, so they should make an ayin hara. Strange answer, they tell him. Omulei, ano mizare de Yosef kasi, and we're Yosef's grandchildren. We don't have to worry about ayin hara. Deloi sholto boi nabisha. Tichsiv ben poros Yosef, ben poros alay oyin. Ein, Yetzahara, ain ayin hara shall let us be. Strong statement. But the Gemara says in Bava Basra that Bnei Yosef told Yeshua ben Nun, we don't have to worry about ayin hara. We have a blank check from ayin hara. This is what they told him. Now, the Gemara in Zvachim asks why. It's difficult to answer what the Gemara gives. I'll read you the Gemara. The Gemara says, why was Yosef Zeichet to Bracha that he doesn't have Ayin Har? Why? So the Gemara says as follows. Ayin Shaloi Rotsa Lehonis Mima Shein Ishaloi. Lufikach says the Gemara, Zocha Shein Ayin Hora Shalet is Boy. So the Gemara comes in Zvachim, Kuf Yud Chesom and Beis, and says that the reason why Ayin Hora does not show it in Yosef is because Yosef didn't look at things that didn't belong to him. Because Yosef protected his eyes, the male ayin hara is not trailed on him. That's ad kan divrei Chazal. The obvious question is, you could say that about any avera. Anytime a person refrains from doing a particular avera, he washed his eyes. Right? So, what's the Gemara's answer? There's a pasuk in Krishma. Right? That's the way it is. The eyes of the sarsa davera, like the Gemara says. Most averas are triggered by you seeing something. In fact, Chazal go even further than that. Ein yitzar shaylet el b'mash ein avrayas. Meaning this is negel halacha. This is mamish negel halacha. There was a shayla in the poskim. If a woman's voice on its own without you seeing the person, is that kol isha? Maybe shayla. Is there kol isha on such a thing? If you don't see the person. And those that held that it was okay, their svara was that if you've never seen the person or never seen a picture or know what they look like, ein yitzar shaylet el b'mash ein avrayas. The Gemara talks about this. The Gemara talks about big day tzivayim, different things. The Gemara says if you didn't see it, the seeing is what triggers. So that's a standard gauge. That if a person looks at something, it makes a yitzhak hara, it pulls you. So l'chaira, why Bnei Yosef have a schus at soif kol adaris, that they're protected from ayin hara? In fact, one of the schools of ayin hara, you should know, is to say this pasuk. Of being poros yosim and poros aliyoyim, just saying it is a school, right? And what did he do? So Chazal tells us he didn't look at something that he wasn't supposed to look at. Shkoyach. So anybody who did that would be the same. What's the chiddush? Very unclear this Chazal, but that's what Chazal tells us. That's how he was zeich. He was zeich based on that. The Gemara in Soite. The Aflamid Vavamid Beij has the same shakal of Atariya and the same answer. That Bnei Yosef, they're protected from Ayin Hara. In fact, Yaakov Avinu, when he gave a bracha to Bnei Yosef, he only gave them a bracha that they're protected from Ayin Hara, because otherwise the whole bracha is not a bracha. Meaning, if you give somebody a bracha that he should have a lot of children, you're really giving him a klola. A klola for Ayin Hara. That's why Yaakov Avinu, when he gave the brocha for Bonim, the Chidah says, he didn't say, you'll have a lot of children. And then he gave them a brocha of Ayin Hara. In the brocha, he said, V'yidgul aroiv, they'll be like dogim shebiyam. Meaning, it's not a brocha to have a lot if you're not protected from Ayin Hara. Pichas Koyanim, Yivarecha Hashem, the Medrash says, Hashem should bless you with Nechosim. V'yishmarecha, he should protect you from Ayin Hara. So Ayin Hara is the most dangerous thing that exists. The Gemara says that if you go to Beis Kfaras, whatever that means, the Gemara says that 99 out of 100 were impacted by the... If you go into a cemetery, you want to know these people that died, 99% of them were impacted by Ayin Hara. Azishtayin the Gemara. Okay, whatever that means. 99%. So Yosef HaTzadik gets immunity forever. That here in Sefer Yeshua, his great-great-grandchildren tell Yeshua ben Nun, we have nothing to worry about. We have a blank check. We got a brocha. No Ayin Hara. Why? Because he didn't look at something he wasn't supposed to look at. Shkoyach. What's the daiftu? What is the daiftu? So I'll tell you the idea. Wanted to really be marach more on this topic, but I'm running out of time, so I'll just tell you the idea. The idea the Olam could already take. Today, Taka, we live in a world where people don't even think about Ayin Hara. They don't realize it's something that you have to think about. And I'm going to tell you one of the zgulas of Ayin Hara. Obviously, we have to look to Yosef HaTzadik. If he's the mucker, if he's the source, you have to look at Yosef. You have to realize in the time of Chazal, Hamakbet, people were with Ayin Hara. The Medrash says, in Shmuel, say for Shmuel, the Medrash says that in the old days, they didn't bring children to weddings. Yeah. I'm not talking about parade them down the aisle, right? Which I'm very against. I'm vehemently against that. I'm not talking about parading them down the aisle. I'm talking about bring a child to the chasana. It used to be they did not bring children to the chasana. It's Ayin Hara. Can you imagine? It's a medrash. It's a medrash. The medrash is praising Shaul HaMelech, the end of Shmuel, when Shaul HaMelech goes to fight the Pelishtim and he takes his children with him. So the Medrash Rabba says, "Benoyek Shebaolam, you don't even take your children to a chasana, so you shouldn't have an Ayin Hara." Because I'm asked this a lot. People know I have a shtickle peeve with having children walk down the aisle. Same with Manavshach. If the kid's not cute, what do you want to parade him down the aisle? This good for Shaduchim, right? If the kid's very cute, you're going to want to parade him down the aisle. It's a Manavshach. It's a lose-lose. It's a lose-lose. So, Lamaisa, I didn't get this for myself. It's not my own thing. I got it from Chazal. Chazal said they didn't even take a child to Chazal. So to parade a child down the... God, I'm not a chosid. I'm very opposed to it. But it is what it is. I don't make machlekes over it, but it's really, really preferred not to. And the reason why they want to do it is goofy. I can upset shtickle ayin hor. I mean, they don't chashom one ayin hor. Be ma'or. But Yosef is immune. He's immune from ayin hor. How is he immune from ayin hor? What's the pshat? So I'll tell you what the idea is. The idea is like this. We've spoken in the past that there are really two accounts in this world. There's two accounts. There's a private account. There's a corporate account. There's two different accounts. Private account means your personal account. You, Beryl, what Shemayim has in store for you in this world, in the next world. It's a private account. There's something called a corporate account. Right? So even in the world, you know what a corporate account doesn't have anybody personal on it, right? It's no personal. It's a public. It's like if it's a public company, it's a public account, right? And nobody has liability for a corporate account. In fact, that's why Reb Moshe held the Gabi Hilchos Ribbis, that if somebody would borrow money from a corporation, theoretically they could give the corporation Ribbis. There wouldn't be a problem that you borrowed money from a Jew by Ribbis, because there's no Jew there. It's corporate. There's no individual. It's corporate. Some held a big cooler. If you buy a kli, if you buy a utensil from a Goyish company, but the company is a corporation, it doesn't need tefillah scaling. Because there's no, it's not called Goyish ownership. It's corporate. Corporate. Some achoshish for this, they don't make a bracha. When they tevil kalim today that they buy from a, that was made by a Goyish corporation, they tevil it, but they don't make a bracha. My minig is, it's really minig oilam, that glassware I taka don't make a bracha. If I tevil glass, even though glassware is chayiv in tefillah midrabanan, so really you're supposed to make a bracha on glassware. But one of the cheshbonos is, since the whole chayiv tefillah is kalim on glass is the rabbanan, and it's a corporate, most of them are made corporately, mainly that's a reason not to make a bracha when you're traveling glass. Again, if somebody makes a bracha, he has one to rely on. But that's the svara, not to. When somebody's in this world, and they view themselves as part of the klal, and they live for the klal, then they don't have the personal liability. When somebody's living for themselves, then they have a lot of personal liability. Right? Yosef HaTzadik lived for Yena. Kol asher voisa Hashem imoy. Yosef HaTzadik, the reason why he was noisa chen by everybody is because Yosef was never there for himself. He was always there for Yena. The reason why Yosef HaTzadik was such a moiker toiv is because his focus was always outside of himself, never himself. When Eishes Potiphera came to him, right? So really, his whole future now was about to fall apart. Taka did. It unraveled. His whole future unraveled. Right? But instead of Yosef looking at his future, he looked at his master. How could I do this to him? Yosef wasn't living for Yosef. Yosef was living for the world around him. He was focused on the world around him. Anybody who's focused on the world around them is... They're immune from Ayin Hara. Ayin Hara is personal. Ayin Hara is what are you deserving? What you should have, what you shouldn't have. That's all you as an individual. Zog and Chazal, they don't just say he didn't look. Ayin Shaloi Rotsa Liza Midova She'eni Shaloi. The eye that understood that it's not all about him, that's immune from Ayin Hara. That's the biggest segula from Ayin Hara. Is somebody who doesn't focus on themselves. Somebody doesn't focus on themselves. Now there's another Chazal which supports this very The same idea. Where did Yosef get the segula from Ayin Hara? So the Gemara says he got it from the fact that he didn't take Eishes Potifera. But there's another Chazal. Another Chazal says that he got it from his mother Rachel. Zara de Rachel ain't Ayin Hara Shalatas Ben. It comes from Rachel already. Why? Because Rachel was Moisev to Simon and to Leah. The same exact meter. Rachel can't be viewed as an individual. She can't be viewed as an individual. If she was ready to give up her chosn, not to be Mevaz or her sister, the only way to do that is she mamish became invisible. Somebody's invisible has no makom for Ayin Hara. Ayin Hara is when it's all about you. That's why a tzibur is mufka from Ayin Hara. And how much a person lives for the tzibur. So the more a person focuses on themselves as yichidim, the more they're susceptible to Ayin Hara. And the less that they're focused. So I was thinking that with this is also meduyik, the whole sugya there that says they went into a Beis HaKvaras. They went into Beis HaKvaras. In Beis HaKvaras, he said that 99% of the people that are here, they died from Ayin Hara. You know, I just ran out of time. I'll finish tomorrow. Sorry.